and on the site. The reforming light.
Yes, this is actually our main means to come out of the degree of the beast and to reach a degree of the Adam, the human level that resembles the Creator. Because inside us, there is no more than in this great will to receive more than the degrees of the still, vegetative, and animate. And whoever is more than that, he feels that in his life there is something missing. Something missing. The second half of his desire, the fulfillment, which is the feeling of the upper force, the feeling of the Creator. Not in a real clear way, but nonetheless, the essence of life, he feels he doesn't have it. And it's not clear to him what he is living for. He's looking for it, but he doesn't find it. And he finds it ultimately by that light. What's leading him in life is that light. It's leading him to the means, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah. Certainly on the path, a person goes through all kinds of other sources, thinking that's where he will find the answer. But eventually, he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not all at once. Maybe not in one incarnation, but nonetheless he does it. This is why we need to make an effort to learn how we can work with this light that reforms in a more beneficial way. So we can bring it closer to us. This is not simple, it's not easy. And we need not only to learn this for ourselves, first of all, to learn how to organize ourselves so that this light will bestow upon us, so that we ourselves will help its bestowal upon us. And this is by our structure, so that we can at least somehow resemble the complete system of Adam HaRishon. This for us is called the Ten. Meaning at least, even two, if they connect properly between themselves, they're connected to that light. Because the light bestows not on a person, but rather on his relation to others, to the extent that a person wants to come out of himself towards the others, to that extent, the light bestows upon him. And the condition for it, we can perform, we can correct in this structure that the Kabbalists themselves invented for us. That's a ten. In the ten, we connect. And the closer we are to the ten, the greater the force. And if, besides this structure, we also activate our desires, intentions, passions, efforts, the connection to be as one man in one heart. This basically, these are signs of a ten connected to one, resembling by that to the nature of light, which is one, unique, and unified. So, according to the equivalence of form with the light, the ten brings this light closer to her, to it. The light is everywhere. It fills the entire reality. Now too, it's in the same shape, the same form that it, will be revealed. But we're talking about these Kabbalists who are receiving this light. So to the extent that they can overcome all the egoistic rejections that the Creator created intentionally in them, as he says, I've created the evil inclination. And to the extent that we can overcome our ego in order to be as one man in one heart, and by that we adapt ourselves to the light, then it bestows upon us performing all kinds of actions so that our vessel will resemble it. On the one hand, we can rise above our personal ego, and to the extent that we can rise above this personal ego, we can connect between us. And when we reach a state of being in as one man in one heart, even if it's the first one, this is considered that we enter the ibur, the conception. It's a new state we've built for ourselves from a ten of simple human beings. We have become a spiritual ten that has some kind of internal connection above the desire of each and every one, the personal desire to a general desire. And in this general desire, the Creator can already shine, can go into it, can show Himself there. And this is how we come to be in contact with the Creator, and then we continue with that until we reach unity of the whole ten on its behalf, on the behalf of the vessel, which is dark, black, egoistic, opposite of the Creator, specifically by overcoming. But each one overcoming in the direction of connection. That's how we come closer to the light until we become, according to the common desire and the common force between us, to resemble the light. Meaning, all in all, we build that quality of bestowal from ourselves, just as the light is. And all that comes with help from above, the help of the light that elevates us above our ego, from our ego, and we start in our intentions to want to be connected both between us and with Him, with the light. And then we come to a state where all of us are connected, and to the extent that we're connected between us, we're connected with the upper light that fills us. Organizes us, fills us, and certainly in our efforts, we discover all kinds of different efforts by each and every one, how much he's changing, he doesn't want to change, in favor and against all these changes. We feel it. And then we have to distinguish what is correct here, what's beneficial for the connection between us and to come closer to the Creator, to this light, and what isn't. There's work here. Scrutiny and corrections. And this is our path. We're already on it. Some more, some less. Still, it works on everyone. And I'm happy when we're overcoming the disturbances we must have on the path, otherwise we won't know how to better participate with the upper light. We have to be its partners. When he does his share and we do ours, and this is how we become partners with the Creator. Until we make our shape into Adam, he who resembles the Creator. This is basically the process we have to go through until we come to a state where every 10 feels itself as a 10 that receives adhesion, real glue from the upper light as an answer, as a response for its effort to connect. Besides that, as it connects, it feels a true need to be in the fulfillment of the upper light, meaning in this quality of bestowal and love, just as the upper light is. And that's how it happens between all the friends, more and more, in a gradual way. It's not a short path. Doesn't take a short while, but the main thing is to start in it, in conception, so we can connect together by the light that reforms to a state where we don't yet really participate in it, and later in the degrees of conception until the birth, when we feel the Creator's actions upon us more and more, even though we can't really take part in it, besides the restriction. And adhesion in what he does. Later, it's in a more independent way, we can call it, on our behalf, where coming closer between us becomes more scrutinized, more and more, let's call it, clear. We're in discernments both on our behalf. It's not that we do everything, only what comes to us from above in this process of the conception, the Ibur. But rather in the process after the Ibur, after the conception, in the birth, we take part, just like little children, like babies. There are all these examples. So we, on our behalf, become more similar to the upper light. Become closer, more and more. We perform actions between us. And this is how we become more and more like Adam, resembling the Creator. So everything is nonetheless done by the light that reforms. Until it completes all its action upon us, which is what we call the final correction. Then we reach that form of Adam, the way it was before the shattering, but it was organized, managed, and in an intensity 620 times more than what it is, meaning by that we resemble the Creator. We have some excerpts about the light that reforms that speak about this. These are chosen excerpts from the sources, so let's talk about it. Let's ask ourselves, what else is left for us to do in order to reach what this whole process of creation places for us?
Excerpt number one. Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155. Why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it, which should be publicized. There is a wonderful and valuable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that
Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, tu hai detto che la luce riempie tutta la realtà.
You said that the light fills all of reality.
Quindi la luce opera anche sulle persone facendogli acquisire più.
So the question is, does the light also operate on people and make them want more corporeal things compared to other people? For example, the students in Bnei Baruch, the light also makes them progress. So the question is, why does the light operate according to such a criterion where it promotes some people? It looks like it gives only some of the people the ability to advance.
Yes. This... The light that acts has to act in two ways. On the one hand, it has to increase the will to receive inside a person so it will be more and more suitable in its strength to the light, meaning it has to be the opposite of the light in the will to receive. On the other hand, it has to have more ability to come close to the light. The will to receive, as it comes to a person, what develops him is an ordinary desire. Maybe for many different desires, a person can start receiving a desire for food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, and in some direction. And in different manners that then appear before him. That's the increment of the desire. This increment of desire is also by the light that reforms. We have to understand there is nothing besides the upper light. And also on the degrees of the still vegetative animate, the light works and develops them. And this whole process I see before me, birth and corrections of all sorts of people and in general, animals and plants, everything is done by the light. But it's a gradual and purposeful shape. When we receive the light that reforms, if we're talking about the people who have a point in the heart, so the light acts upon them in a way that, on the one hand, it increases the desire. With a small desire, one cannot advance. On the other hand, it increases the illumination. If the desire acts in us in a direct egoistic way and we want more, so here before us all kinds of options of using the desire open before us. Every day we see people from our group, they wanted to reach spirituality. They suddenly want all kinds of other things. Suddenly he sees, previously he didn't see. There's an opportunity for some business, some hobby. All of a sudden, he feels like engaging in music, in sports, all kinds of things, etc. And all this is because the light acts more upon him than before. Because he started engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah, his development became faster compared to all other people. What's special about our development is that we go through the stages of spiritual development very fast. If we're in the group and we're studying, we don't go into all kinds of parallel developments of food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. It's as if I skip through them. I don't identify them. Because through the study, through the group, it's as if I sort out the bestowal of the light that reforms upon me, the way it affects me in a special way. That's how it bestows. And I only... I see of all the scriptures and everything I've heard from Rabash that first of all we need to find the ten. The Creator brings us to a ten, or we find it, but ultimately the way it falls into place, a person may move from one state, from one place to another, from these friends to others. This happens, but once he chooses, this is his ten, he has to make an effort to incorporate in them whatever happens. No matter what happens, all the future disturbances he will get are the right ones, the beneficial for him to connect properly in them and to find himself in a way that the spiritual process and the spiritual goal will be entirely, entirely formulated, established in the ten. This is a must for him in his life. That's what all he sees before him. That's why we don't really have places to run to. The Kabbalists, they establish a very clear path for us. By the light that reforms, you get an awakening. After this awakening, you are brought to some organization, to a group. This is the meaning of the verse, the Creator placed a person's hands on the good fortune, and he says, take it for yourself. So then you have to try to reach the first degree of connection where you feel yourselves annulled to the concept of the ten. It's not that each one annuls himself to another. This too is correct, but the main thing is to the essence of your connection. The essence of the connection is for you to really feel yourselves belonging to one spiritual force, one spiritual concept. When the more you consolidate, the more you formulate yourselves between yourselves, and this also happens when you feel the disconnection and the distance between yourselves. So if you overcome these disconnecting forces every time, and you still connect. By that, you start establishing contact with the Creator, a mutual connection with the Creator. When the Creator is putting pressure as if to increase the distance between you, that's why it's called help made against him. And you, despite that, you resist it and you want to connect. And then by this mutual work, the Creator from within wanting to increase the distance, that's called I've created a evil inclination. This all the time it works on you until the final correction of that creation, of that evil inclination. And you, every time, you are going against it, against the Creator, not wanting to hear or to listen to these forces of separation he brings you. And by that, you more and more and more establish his shape, his form, upon the forces of distancing, the forces of connection. That's the whole of the Torah, until we reach a state where these two actions, the action of created in the evil inclination and the action of the Adam, meaning the spice that helps us connect, until we establish ourselves in the form where in this shape that includes the two opposite forces, specifically between these two, we see how we connect them together in the middle line, and in this middle line we find ourselves in the
Moscow 7.
Раф, если я правильно понимаю, вот свет, он как бы светит на всех одинаково, с одной стороны. С другой стороны, вот эти изменения, которые происходят, это подготовки, авиюту, решумот каждого из нас. И вот вопрос, как, вот для чего здесь десятка? Можем ли мы как-то, в принципе, регулировать эти потоки света, распределять его, или это пока еще не наш этап? Какова роль десятки в
обстановке
света?
When you ask what the role of the ten, I can answer, but all the rest of your words, what you talked about before, I didn't really understand. How can you talk about the lights, the vessels or something if it's not in a ten? How can it be if there is no ten? So you can't attain any light if you're not connected to, at least to someone. Because the light, when it appears, it has to appear between the two, between the plus and the minus. If you don't have, as opposed to you, at least one friend, that you're in this opposition between the two of you, and above this, it's like a resistor in electricity, where above it you perform a connection. Where can you find the current, the light, flowing between you two? You can't. That's why when you were talking about the ten, when you don't yet understand what it is for, I can't. Go to the study of Ten Sefirot, go to the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah, see what a spiritual structure is. The light, in order to reveal itself, has to go through Keter, Chma, Pina, etc., etc., till Malchut. Only in Malchut it is revealed under the condition that Malchut can raise itself back through all these Sefirot until Keter. Meaning there must be, from above downwards, 10 Sefirot of direct light, then 10 Sefirot of reflected light, and all the actions between them. Otherwise, there cannot be a connection between the two parts of creation, which is the will to bestow of the Creator and the will to receive of the created being. And it, for us, it is expressed when we build a model between us. When one is in the plus, the other is in the minus. Then they switch, etc. But how can it be that you will discover something if you don't have a vessel or a system in which the Creator can be revealed? The Creator can only be revealed under the condition that in the will to receive, the will to bestow is revealed. The will to bestow is a Creator. The will to receive is the Creator being. How can you establish a will to receive to resemble the will to bestow? Then according to the law of equivalence of form, the law of adaptation, the Creator will be revealed in the Creator being. A law of compatibility. If you don't have the vessel that can somehow make itself compatible to the Creator, this is how in our corporeal life, when we feel something, we only feel it according to the equivalence. How can you imagine that a single person will discover the Creator? He can discover anything that...
Беларусь.
Благодаря сильному желанию и стремлению понять изучаемый материал, пробуждают на себя света.
Thanks to the strong desire and the yearning, it illuminates the will, the light that reforms. What is that about?
By yearning to be connected among us above our egos, which repel us, by this we awaken the light, upper light, to influence us. There is resistance between us. By wanting to connect above the resistance, we awaken the light, which is concealed. So it will influence us on those degrees of connection that we want to reveal, to discover. I can't bring light to me unless I find that above my resistance to the friends, I want to be connected to them. So the more resistance I have to the friends, as with the disciples of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill one another, so the more resistance I have to the friends, the more powers I have to exert toward connection. And to that extent, I awaken on me reforming light. And then, when I truly exert and labor in it and succeed in connecting with the friends above the separation, it's called love will cover all crimes. Where below you have rejection, hatred between us, and above it we want to have love and connection. So in the gap between what is existing, which is rejection, and desirable, which is connection, in the gap between them, we discover the potential, the difference of potentials between them. Where if we truly come to a sufficient potential, sufficient power between the resistance and the connection, from this, by this we begin to reveal the Creator, the upper force. Because there's somewhere to be revealed. It's technology. Just like in this world. It is simply simple laws of our world. Between plus and minus, you discover the difference in potentials between them, And between them, you discover the power. And the power you discover on yourselves, you begin to discover it by how it influences you. And then you begin to feel kind of inner currents within you. This is called all my bones, we'll say. Where from everything you go through, you begin to feel that it's the Creator. Bo'e, come and see. He dresses in the created being. In this way, we reveal Him. But for this, I need to go toward connection with the friends. This is why this light is called reforming light, because it first returns us to the structure of Adam HaRishon, at least toward it. And then to the extent that we return to this structure, the light operates on us as reforming, and then when it's revealed, it reveals what it did, is in lights. Nefesh of Ruach, etc. What else do we have? Mark 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф, Мировой Кли. Подскажите, как свет воздействует на нас напрямую или через окружение?
How does the light act upon us, directly or through the environment?
Гам вегам, אני לא יכול להגיד.
Both. I can't say. It really depends on how you position yourselves. What does it mean that the light influences directly or through the environment? Through the environment is through the ten. So, of course, the light influences through the ten, although you may feel it as influencing you directly. But it doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is how we position ourselves with the ten so that the upper light will influence us. And I don't care in what way, as long as it influences, as long as it advances us. And here this is all our work.
Unity. Можно еще?
Но.
А что за процесс вот воздействия меня на десятку?
What is this process where I affect the ten and the ten affects me? What is that?
You need to constantly be influencing the ten and feel the influence of the ten on you all the time. Just imagine you're an embryo in the womb. So your connection with the ten is the same as the embryo with the womb. So that's how you need to be connected to them, in contact with them, or in connection with them all the time, and in everything. Both when you get from them food, as it's called, and when you kind of excrete the waste in order to exist and grow. You have to constantly be speaking to them, be with them in thought and in desire as much as possible.
Unity 4.
Unity 4.
Раф, вы сказали ранее, что первый уровень объединения — это отмена.
You said previously that the first degree of connection is annulment. Can you please say, is there a second degree of connection? Can you somehow characterize it so that we can yearn for it correctly?
Yes. The first level of connection is annulment of each one before the ten. So the concept of the ten, we begin to build it by having several principles. And each one annuls himself before these principles. This is the first stage. And toward it, each one tries to build himself more and more, as much as each one can, as much as he receives disturbances each time or awakenings. And accordingly we grow. We grow only through the disturbances. Don't wait to receive forces that pull us to spirituality. We always get forces that push us away from connection and from spirituality. And on top of them, we want to ask for the powers of connection and progress. Otherwise, it will not be progress, and the connection will not be on our name. It is something that's essential, and we mustn't forget about it. We don't get from the Creator anything good, so to speak. We get from Him all the preparations to feel that we need help, that we need powers, that we need to know how to advance, how to connect. This is what the Creator does. And this is really the correct way of learning for all the degrees on the ladder until the end of correction. That the Creator is revealed as a force that moves away, as a God that hides. It's called Bore, come and see. And by this we grow. Otherwise it's impossible to grow. Each time He reveals in us a new space of empty will to receive, and which we have to begin to fill up this empty place that He revealed with everything we need in order to resemble Him in our feelings and intellect and preparation and prayers and connections between us. So we all need to build, establish the system opposite from the Creator, facing the Creator, so we disagree with the distance, disagree with the confusion He creates, and that's how we grow. Just like parents who play with their little children, they place before them all kinds of obstructions, and the children have to try to perform the right operations on their own. And then we begin to discover that in those operations that the Creator, when the Creator pushes us apart, in these operations He already hints to us how we should be connected, just like how He operates, the Creator does, of course.
How to control the light in the right way?
How to control the light correctly? By adapting my vessel to the light, and then through the changes in the vessel, I awaken the light. So that even before the light influences me, I influence the light through my relationships with the friends. This is called I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. This is our role to do it. Specifically in this, you bring contentment to the Creator when you draw Him. You don't wait for Him to influence you, and you, like a rock, you don't move. On the contrary, through changes among the friends, in all the ways you want to get closer, you want to be more similar to the light. By this you awaken the Creator. This is called you have made me. This is why it says you. This is what we should be like.
A question from Moscow 20. What is equivalence of form and what is equivalence of essence?
Equivalence of form is equivalence in connection between our different desires, where all of us want to come to mutual bestowal and toward the Creator. when we direct ourselves. And equivalence in essence is when we already know how to direct ourselves internally, each of us individually and all of us together, in a certain specific essence in order to detect the Creator in a specific way and come into a specific degree with Him from within us. This is already work on a higher level. Go on.
PT 27, how can we draw the light without wanting it for ourselves?
I want to draw the light, to bring the light for the sake of the friends. And I myself will only serve them. This is called putting a restriction on myself and drawing the light in order to bestow. And to the extent that I have hatred and rejection toward the friends, and I overcome the hatred and rejection, and I want to connect them together in my heart, and I pray for them, and I ask for them the reforming light, for the light to fill them. By this, I do my role, I do my job, and I am above reason in the form of bestowal. By this, I bring real contentment to the Creator because I built a vessel out of my friends within my heart. And from this, I can turn to the Creator, and to the extent that I do it, I tell the Creator, this is how I love you. And there cannot be love of the Creator that is more than the love
Is drawing the light an aware action that happens in a different, like a detour from the actions of the ten? It's around it.
Again?
Is the drawing of the light an aware action?
Yes. It's conscious. And it can't be otherwise. If it's not conscious, it's drawn from above, from the Creator who wants to awaken us. But on our part, it is only a conscious and aware act through a group effort between us. More?
A question from Moscow 6. How can a student understand when the intellect is talking to him and when the heart is? He talked about it.
He needs to be more and more connected to the friends, and then he will understand when his mind speaks and when his heart speaks. It is only through the development of the relationships between them.
Question from Hebrew. Is all my bones tell me, is that a physical feeling?
Sometimes it's felt physically as well, in the whole body. Because levels of trembling, shaking, trembling. There's all kinds of sensations. There are all kinds of physical phenomena, physical symptoms. It exists. Physical phenomena. But you don't really need to pay attention to it because they pass along with the spiritual state. Yes?
Question from Russia 6. My intellect doesn't understand what unity is, doesn't let the light go in. And then I don't feel what unity is. What should I do?
I hear that people, because of love, they lose their reason, right? Their logic, right? There is such a thing, right? Even Amit is laughing. Did you ever feel it?
There's a verse that the love, it ruins the line.
Oh, fine. It's written.
I did feel it.
Right. So a person who loves, physical love, yes? We were given these feelings, so we learn from them. So then, because of the love, we lose our reason, our rationale, because love is greater than the intellect, and it's true. It is true. It sometimes happens to us in corporeality too. Afterwards, we get smarter. It's called wise at night. But in spirituality, it's all the more so. Love will cover all the crimes. All the crimes are crimes in the intellect, and above them, there is love. And absolute love contains within it all the intellect that has become corrected and points to those discernments of love, so that love and intellect are on the top level, they connect together. When I truly love the one that I should love, and I don't shut my eyes, the eyes of the eye are the eyes of wisdom. So I don't shut my eyes, but I open them as I open my heart as well. Try to imagine this, especially women, that both the eyes, the intellect, and the heart are all open, and there is no distinction, discernment that you have to shut something and say, this is not so much. There's none of it. You are absolutely, totally.
Excerpt number two, Rav.
Oh, yeah. What can you do?
Number two by Rabash. The important thing is to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, which is called a vessel of bestowal, meaning equivalence of form. This is why the remedy of Torah and mitzvot was given, so that through it we would be able to exit self-love and reach love of others.
So there are several things here. We have to understand what is adhesion with the Creator. Adhesion with the Creator means being in exactly the same discernments that are revealed to us from Him, in our minds and hearts, in the intellect and the feeling. And to open our intellect and our hearts to understanding and feeling in such a way that we will understand Him and feel Him in how we're built, because this is how He prepared us. We will feel Him completely. And in order to open ourselves up in this way, there is a gradual path of development, and it is called keeping or observing Torah and commandments, meaning that through the connections between us, when we try to restore ourselves as much as possible into the system of Adam HaRishon, we demand reforming light, the upper force, to glue us together into the system of Adam HaRishon, and the connection of those pieces, which in the end build this system. This is called keeping or observing Torah and commandments. So accordingly, that disposition that exists in each one begins to connect with other, many other dispositions, until we come to one disposition toward the Creator. And this is called love, the complete love of others. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сейчас сказали, что слияние с Творцом — это быть в точности.
You said that adhesion with the Creator is to be exactly in the same understandings that appear from Him. What does that mean?
The Creator created the will to receive existence from absence. He permeated the will to receive and filled it with His qualities, the qualities of bestowal and love and connection and everything. And then He blasted it. And then in all the pieces that exploded, there are also records from being connected, as well as records from where they are now. Data from where they are now, contradicting one another. So we have to put all those pieces together. It is not we who connect, but the Creator connects us through our request. In other words, we need only detect, find how much we would like to connect among us, but we can't. We need two parameters to prepare, that I want to be connected to others, but I can't connect to the friends. And out of the two, those two elements, wanting to connect, but being unable to connect, out of the two, I turn to the Creator. The more that those two are genuine, accordingly, my request is more correct, more required, more demanding. And this is how we advance. We are rewarded with a reforming light.
Ну вот вы сказали ранее еще сегодня, что тем, что я соединяюсь с товарищами, я этим говорю Творцу, что я тебя люблю.
You said that by connecting with the friends, you tell the Creator, I love you. And what's revealed back from Him, that's also love? That's adhesion with the Creator?
The Creator is revealed in us in love because He's got nothing else in which to do it, only in love. And we have to see in all our actions that they are performing the right connection, that there is love in them. Yes?
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
What are the correct vessels to be successful in corrections in the work?
The right vessels is that we feel how they're in a bad state, but in connection they'll discover a good state. That's all. So again, I repeat and I warn, we mustn't forget about our shatter state and our true state, which exists in the connected vessel of the corrected Adam HaRishon. That's the only thing we're working towards. No more. This whole thing is very simple. You have a given state, an existing state, and then you have the future desired state. And then there's our path, which will happen in any case, but it's either we shape it or the Creator shapes it for us. If we participate, then to the extent we participate, it is called a path of Torah, a path of light. And if the Creator shapes it, meaning without taking into account our requests that we do not raise, then this path becomes a path of suffering, because then He awakens us only through the evil inclination that He created in us, meaning through the disturbances and distances that appear between us, the shattering becomes.
Se mi rendo conto che sono più.
Another question.
Io come amico di decina, ho anche
perso. What if I see that have more quantity than quality? As your student, how can I increase the quality?
I recommend with regards to the spiritual heroes in quantity or quality that the Creator puts before us. You need to go inwardly to stabilize yourself towards the ten, and by that you will see that you scare away all the disturbances, whether it's the quantity or quality ones that rise up against you. Only one simple action, your inner focus. And towards the ten. That, and this will scare away everything. PT 25, you'll be last.
Good morning, friends. Continuing the friend from Italy, the quality or the intention, the intensity of the light we're drawing. Is there a difference between the time we're in the lesson and the time of afterwards that we're supposedly going into our life? Is there a difference between this form of work, between the lesson and the rest of the day? What draws more light? Where is that work more expressed?
Our disturbance happens in quantity and quality. If a person is with himself, that's a completely different disturbance. If he's thinking about his relationship with the friends, that's a different kind of disturbance. I think that all of our disturbances are mostly about unifying ourselves to being one instead of ten. That's really the only problem. So each and every one must first reach a state where he designs the ten. The group, well, I call it the ten. So shaping the ten in your heart so that you feel no friend as more or less than the others. They all are important and equal to you, even though each one is both in his corporeal characteristics and spiritual attitude different from the other, very different. But it doesn't matter to him. That's how he relates to them. So this is essentially exercise number one, that he must always stabilize himself like that. And then he needs to raise them together when they unify in such a way in his heart, raise them towards the Creator. Not that he brings down the Creator towards the ten, but he raises the ten to the Creator. He wants them to be on the level of the Creator. And so it's like a baby. The mother raises the baby, making it greater and important for her. So, similarly, a person wants to raise the ten towards the Creator. That's our work.
So we actually meet 3 hours a day in the morning lesson, then we go out, each one supposedly to his personal life. So the work you just described, where do we do it? I mean, what's the difference between the time we're in the lesson and the time that we're outside the lesson? Is there a difference between the approach, or is there a...
No. I'm sorry. No difference whether I'm with the ten physically, or I leave the physical connection and now I'm on my own. I always feel myself within the ten. You have to reach a state where whatever happens, I'm inside the ten. Literally inside the ten. The inspiration, the connection, the impression needs to be such that you don't feel that you can separate from them. Just like that, you can't separate. And it doesn't depend on physical meetings as it depends on your effort that you want it to be so. You have to achieve that, and then the connection between you will be in a way that you're always together.
Thank you.
And as much as possible to make this connection an inner emotional connection. In desires and thoughts, that's the main thing. Physically, it's not, even though at first the physical depiction of each and every state, of each and every friend is a determining factor and it brings us back towards connection, but later on it will pass and you will feel those inner qualities represented by the friends. And with these inner qualities, you'll begin to feel how they all begin to shape up in a way that it's like when you're mixing something, when you're making something to eat. You put the ingredients together and stir them up, right? And then they become one thing. So that's how you'll begin.
Николаев, Сочи.
Вот продолжение этого момента про
to continue,
находиться внутри десятки, даже когда мы не встречаемся.
The same thing about being in the ten during the day even when we don't see each other. What's the difference between feeling yourself in the ten during the day?
Что из этого притягивает пробуждение?
And being in a state that everything comes from the Creator. What draws more light that reforms?
This is a matter of time and consideration. Try as long as you feel that you're inside the ten opposite the Creator. That's basically the...
Article 2. Okay, so number 3, Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155. When he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing in the interior of the soul, for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving. Light much stronger. PT 18.
You said to be cautious not to bring the Creator down to the friends, but to raise the friends to the Creator. Can you demonstrate that in the ten?
I have to be concerned that me with my friends will make efforts in the connection between us to rise to the Creator. What does it mean? To make the connection between us as internal and heartful as possible. And by giving it to one another, we can rise to the Creator. That in Him, we already truly connect into one.
No.
Thank you, Rav. Can I ask another question?
What?
When the 10, not a person, the 10 makes an effort to overcome resistance and raises a prayer, and the Creator helps. So the next stage, besides gratitude, what do we do?
According to the state you attained, it could be that it'll give you a big descent, and then you have work to ascend, and you just have to relate to this descent as a big attainment, that you attain the depth of the new will to receive, which is also a gift from above. And on the other hand, it could be an ascent.
Okay, toda rabba, Rav.
Ba'atzlacha lachem.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Good luck to you. Bulgaria 1.
Привет, Рав. Това упоменало,
Рав.
Имената на световете, на светлините и на съсъдите, трябва ли да става на глас, когато четем?
The fact that one mentions the names of the lights and the vessels. So, that needs to be out loud or just enough at heart?
Everything you read, we need to hold on, first of all, that for now we're separated, that we want to be connected, and between us, in the connection between us, to locate that place that will be suitable for the revelation of the Creator. And from that, we want to reveal the Creator that is between us, filling us, warming us up, drawing us, really escorting us into higher spiritual degrees where we can completely rid ourselves from the will to receive and only be in the will to bestow with one heart and the Creator inside. That is what we need to depict to ourselves in each and every action and state we're in.
Beseder.
Okay.
PT6.
Rav, there's three states where we read the texts. In the lesson, with the ten, and on our own. I noticed that when I read a text on my own, I can read 100 times. Nothing goes into my mind like when we read it in the ten and like when we read it in the lesson. Is there any way to do that individual work a bit more qualitatively?
Still, there is a difference. I agree with you. That if I read alone, I prepare myself for every upcoming lesson. I'll go over it before. And it's something completely different than when coming to the lesson. And for me, the difference between the two is the discernments of where we are, where I am, and I'm happy that during the lesson with you, I feel different than reading it alone. And that when you ask me questions, in such a way that alone I wouldn't have asked. Or maybe you yourselves don't feel what you're asking, but what I hear, that they're already asked from a degree of connection, of unity. So we just have to keep going at it. You get the text in advance of the next lesson, you all read it. When I read it, I put all kinds of my own signs in there, marks, and when I come to the lesson, I know the texts very well, even though I've read them dozens or maybe hundreds of times before. But during the lesson, when I'm incorporating with you, I feel that I'm really in a completely different vessel. I don't read it with my heart and not my mind and not my desire, but it's a huge, big vessel with a big heart and a big head. That's why the lesson for me, when reading these excerpts, it's a completely new experience that I couldn't have.
In order to draw the light, do I need to know all of that?
No, in order to draw the lights, I just have to know how to connect to the others.
Question from Mark 18. How to build the right intention before the action? Please give an example for a correct intention.
That I want to be with the friends in one heart. The heart means what connects me to the Creator.
Question from Nahariya. How to practically turn to the Creator with two pieces of data that we want to connect, but we can't?
We uplift above this information, and the main thing is that we connect to the Creator. And obviously, nobody has what the other has. Each one uplifts, annuls himself in order to be connected to the other. And that's how we connect to the Creator.
Next. Question from Kabiu. The more I am aware of the importance of my connection with the friends, I become aware of how flawed is my connection with the friends, and it creates a sense of pain. How do we work with these states?
The feeling of pain has to be covered with the feeling of importance to connection, that from revealing as much as you are evil and still you want to reach connection, and you don't look at the evil that it's evil on account of the Creator, and the connection comes on your account. That's called that the Creator ruins the building and you fix the building. That's called my sons have defeated me.
Question from USA. What determines the frequency of disturbances in different parts of the tent? Can some parts of the tent, some friends, receive a higher frequency and intensity of disturbances than others, and why?
Nobody is like the other, and we can't turn this into any calculation. For that, we have to be in a much higher degree than we are. And then we'll be able to feel, when we look downward on the previous degrees, like adults looking at youngsters, at children, then we'll be able to understand the difference between those and those. But not that the children themselves can calculate on themselves.
Question from Mach 25. Is egoistic love helpmate against you on the path? How to relate to corporeal love in order to reach altruistic love?
Egoistic love, obviously it's a disturbance, but I'm speaking about egoistic love of man. And if we start uplifting above this egoistic love, that it's more important for us. First of all, we don't erase anything. No love is erased. We just have to build above it, build and build and build, and not ruin. So if we build above the egoistic love, we build importance of the connection between us and the Creator, that it'll be more. So, by this, we raise ourselves to a higher degree. We can't raise ourselves only by climbing the mountain, which is entirely rocks, garbage, broken, all kinds of things that we were in, and we took them into consideration once, and then related to them as something worthless, garbage, that there's no actual thing in it. And in this way, we can climb more and more above the mountain. That's why the mountain of the Lord that we climb on is entirely made of garbage, of waste, that we once saw as something good, as food, and we climbed above it until we reached the peak. That on that peak, there is no more than that.
worldkli@gmail.com. So, Rav, you already answered those questions, so we understood that this whole matter of how friends are asking what is the intention that we come with, if we're participating physically or virtually, ultimately it's about the inner intention of each and every one. There's really not much difference, right?
No difference. Everything is in the heart. The more the heart is connected and mutual, according to that, you have a Congress. And you can attain, within 2-3 hours, we're going to be together, the same intensity like we have in a regular Congress of a few days. So we'll try to do it. And let's hope that we can have bigger Congresses, maybe under certain conditions, but still I'm expecting that within 2-3 months we might be able to have a Congress in Israel like we used to have, and that it'll be for 2-3 days, and we'll be able to connect and accept here in a hug. We'll be able to take the